another because of pending division. We have 2 hours, the first hour is there within 10 minutes. As soon as I get on scene, it's always a common question. I was coming out, do you have how many patients in there? And the first thing out was either the paramedic or an English speaker above me. I said, where's the second hour? She goes, it's a San Antonio. I said, excuse me, still yes. It's on a transfer from a radio to San Antonio. 2 weeks prior to that, I get a phone call from another paramedic. Hey, we're doing a transfer from Nurse Lynn Papulias to Corpus Christi. Okay, I go back to the contract, see the contract, which says not allowed to do the transfer. Call the judge, just call airmen. Send the Mr. David Los Santos, sent it to the contract, and he said, we're not getting my information. We're doing transfers. We can go to the sheriff's office and start looking into log after log after log after log. We'll sit there for days. We've been in meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings. The district driver, dispatch driver has had nice meetings with them. Sheriff's got to meet with them. I've got to meet with them. We've got to conference call with them. The judge has got to conference call with them. They're not facing issues. It's affecting the people that we have in our community. We're the holiday season. We're responsible for everything on the highway. Whether they didn't really know, whether they pay taxes or not, we're responsible for them. And however old she was, another female, waiting for an ambulance for 41 minutes. We get 2 ambulances. 3 ambulances. So we have 1 couple of ambulances and 1 coming from Kingsville. The first paramedic that jumps out, his name is Dion, he says, great. He goes, he tells Andrew, and everybody with Andrew says, hey, you guys better hurry up. What do you mean? He says, I'm the only ambulance. I've got to cover Kingsville, Rivera, and Palcudios. What ambulance? Commissioners, you guys have kids, you have grandkids, I have kids. I can't stand for this anymore. I'm not an expert in EMS, though I'm not. I'm not an expert in fire service. I'm not. But I am a human being. And I'm not saying that it's a terrible company. I'm just saying, I don't know anything about the other companies, just a few things I've read. But whoever comes in, we need to watch them closely. We're paying $250,000 a year and providing a building for them and maintenance. The fire department doesn't get building or maintenance. And if people's lying, complaining, we're waiting on them. Mr. Commissioner Garza, I don't need to put you on the spot. You had a running with the ambulance service. And you're very fortunate that you had one of the best paramedics in the spot. We were in a meeting right before the snowstorm hit. And it was an emergency management meeting that the judge had decided to call. We were meeting. And this session was right off. So I'm glad to see the ambulance service here because we have one ambulance for it. So I turned to Andrew and said, Andrew, have y'all been here all day? He says, no, we've been in court business on Kingsville. We weren't going to do it for a while. So the judge called Henry to say, why don't you ask him? He says, I'm going to get on and worry about it. He calls Linda, which is the one that saved the doctor. She's a very good paramedic. Linda gets up and walks out. It's a little tough. Over 18 to 20 hours a day. Now, I don't know how true this is, this is what I've been told from their premise. We're working 18 to 20 hours a day, sometimes more sleep. We're going from Hempville to Rainbow to Fremont to Papulia to Clayburg County. Everywhere. I can say this right now, Commissioner. That paramedic can save your life. She's worried for her life because they're working. We're not paying for ambulance to post it at the gym walk online. We're not paying for ambulance to post it in 3 minutes. We're paying for ambulance to post it in. Now, if I am mutual aid, we've got a big scene in Fremont, we've got a big scene in Fowler, everybody comes together. That's what we're doing. But they're being paid to do a job, and I expect them to do the job. Because until you've been on an accident scene or on a medical scene, and you hear people crying for their lives waiting for an ambulance, then it's the reality that sits in. But every second counts. And it scares me. I'm a new father, I have a 2-year-old son at home. year or two did, knowing that he might not have an ambulance, but the police. Commissioners, I know day after day, you guys have been getting phone calls. I know. Because I get them all the time. Oh, I just saw Commissioner Sonsa. I just saw Commissioner Sonsa. I go to the city council and these people bring it up there and they don't have a choice. But you guys have the choice. You guys have the voice. And this, who knows, the next ambulance service or the same ambulance service, we just need to stay on top. We've had deaths. I'm not saying it's ambulance related, but you never know. That's all I have to say. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else for public comments? Good morning. Okay, on that line item two, approval of bills, claims, and payroll.
I don't think you have any.
You don't have any?
No.
You didn't submit any? So, no action on that one. Line item three, which was tabled last time, which is on the regular commission's report. December 12, 2017, approval of monthly reports by the Justice of the Peace. One through four, no one is here. I'm going to pass on that one also, no action. Okay, line item four, discussion of contract between Brooks County and Idaho County Emergency South Texas Paramed. And the reason I put this on here is because I've been getting several calls and issues and everything else, and I like to ask each commissioner individually what their plans are, what are y'all looking for in an ambulance? Is there something specific? What calls are you all getting? What needs are not being met? Can we start with Commissioner White?
Sure. The only complaint that I've got, I can't say anything about the paramedics, because they are paid, and we have to pay. And I'm going to get to that. But the complaint that I keep getting is your service. You're not an answering the call. You're in the list. And that is the only complaint that we have. And of course, I've worked with the insurance, and of course, it's in the contract that we don't do any recovery. And that's the thing that I've been getting over and over, just each other, at this time. And,
the thing that I've been getting is that the transfers from the contract that we can't make any transfers. And, due to time is an issue. And having the ambulance here in front of you is not in the complex. That was my issue from the very beginning. We want to pay for the ambulance to be here itself, not in the complex. It takes too long for the ambulance to come to the complex in terms of taking emergency.
I personally haven't gotten any phone calls. The only thing I have to say is that I feel that we should get what the 10-4 is on 10-6 graduates and then actually serve our community, our constituents, by providing the service that we're actually paying for. So it's a manner of time management, and we need to both to monitor the service that we're getting to make sure we're getting what we're paying for.
First of all, I want to just say that working several years without any way, I'm very disappointed with the services that several years have stated the fact. I know for a fact that he's not allowed to report that I read the email that it was sent by you as the boss of the government. You're there to represent us, Brooks County. We have a contract with you all. And we need that a breach of contract if you guys are taking out some of the other counties to provide service for them. And the reality should be here within the county funds. That's what you do here to advertise for other service who want to apply, as well as the guys that work with you apply as well. But here again, my priorities are the officials from the city and county. I know that in the past, I've heard that you guys are taking out on us to other counties to provide services over there because you guys are so handy here in Brooks County. I just don't have no words for you guys right now because I know for a lot of people here, it's very outspoken, but it's going to be expensive, and that's all I have out of it. It's going to take a tool. I wish the officials were the same way they would come to us with a fact as well as some abuse. The only way that I know this because I'm getting sick as myself, some other members of the entity, with the city and the county. I don't know if we can fix it. I don't know if we can hire you as a leader for the airmen, but I think we can fix it. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask each question again, one by one. Do you have any ideas, or any suggestions, recommendations? We know the complaints, but do you have any other than let's get rid of them, or do you think we can fix it? What each one of you, I want for y'all to tell me and tell the public and Irma how they can correct it. Is it, do you think you need to add more ambulances? Do you think, what is it? I know you said they're not here, so.
That's fine. That's just fine. They're not here. We're paying so much money, but it's a duty. And they're somewhere else, not running.
Okay, so the wrong way that they cannot correct the situation, it's been 2-3 years. 3 years. $250,000, correct? So he doesn't help us with. I don't know if I think maybe there's a major problem, yes, can it be corrected? Probably. More than likely it can. I don't know why. they're not reaching out to you, the paramedics. If they have issues with transfers or whatever is going on. Huh? Okay, hold on, hold on. I don't understand. Yes, please. I don't understand the people that are working for you all are also complaining. You know, that's kind of not unusual. No one's telling me, as a matter of fact, people complain all the time, regardless of whatever job they're doing, if they don't like it. I think that if they like what they were doing, they're going to be complaining long hours. I'm sure they would be, you know. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My name is Lee Murphy. I'm here today with the people who are visiting the subject here, along with the 34 companies. First of all, you know, I heard the complaints, and one of the major issues is with the folks that are here, maybe you're not aware of or you don't understand what the entire process is with, and what our system is. And I can tell you, you know, I've heard in the case of the students, you know, I've heard of the folks in that time block, you know, things that fit different things that I think. However, again, I think we should sort of put a lot of understanding. Nine times out of ten, when we're posted at the top of the line, that's because the units are out here in the county. Those are back lines. And I can tell you, more often than not, coming as a street paramedic, I'm not only working in the city, I'm also a street paramedic, I've worked here on the street bucket here. Nine times out of ten, that's what the situation is. You have your ambulances for the business. More often than not, we provide up to 5 to 6 ambulances to this area, the county and the city at a time. You don't just get your 2 ambulances. You get backup and reserve ambulances on a regular basis. Now, I have the facts here. I don't know about the facts being presented before, because I can tell you, haven't received that in writing, haven't received any reports. Those are not in our reports. We turn in a monthly response time report that we get to respond to if there's any issues on the duration of time that it takes us to get to the call. And I also have a report here for station modifications since we started this contract that we have to bring another ambulance into this area to serve this area. And it's at 500. 5 feet. I think it's more than 2 hours. 500 extra times. So, and I can tell you, one of the big, and I don't want to call it a problem, it's not a problem, but it's actually a need. But one of the big situations here in Alcordia and Coast County is that a lot of times the calls don't come in by one of the calls. And then they allow us, you know, a couple hours to go through the patient, come back into the cabin, and then another couple of calls stop. The problem comes in where these calls, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes at a time. So, we come and respond to calls, a couple of patients, we're transported all the way to Louisville, you know, both ambulances, and now, traditionally, and I can show you because when we came in here to the city and the county, this was our biggest defense from the sheriff's department, where we're used to waiting 3 hours and 4 hours for ambulances in this county. That was prior to that. My report here also, these backup ambulances, the reason why they're at the county line, our average response time for backup is 4 minutes and 0 seconds for backup ambulances. These are facts. All the calls are here. You can say no way, you can say whatever you want. These are facts. All the calls. You're more than welcome to listen. Yeah. So, then they tell the patient that one call takes a little bit longer. I don't know of any ambulance service. I've been doing this for 5 years. I don't know of any ambulance service that ever happened to me. Anyway, we're in the emergency service business. Where there's the ambulance service, whether it's the sheriff's department, the police department, they're part of the emergency resources. So there's the fire department, they're part of the emergency service. They're going to have to be. Because we're out there at the worst possible time, in the worst situation, the people that are hurting. That's just me. Now, many complaints, and they're not addressed, that's something else. Now, going back to what I was first saying whenever I came up here, understanding the entire process of our entire system. We do provide services for other counties and cities all around Brooks County. So we do share our grievances on a regular basis. That's what happens. But that's also another reason why you get five or six grievances. You don't have to wait 3 or 4 hours for our grievances to get to the point. You have those backup amendments, all paramedic level, all in my studio. And again, I can tell you, you're responding to what you're seeing. I can't tell you one big mistake or one big issue that is out there, and I think that we deserve our future to help out everyone. And that's the fact that the radio system. Because we do only have 2 radios, the one with my energy trucks. So if those trucks are out, and the county is calling for a third truck, nobody's going to respond. They pick up the phone and dial a dispatch, so we send the truck. So nobody has communication. So that's one issue, the communication. We'd be more than happy to sit down with the county and work that out. Maybe to put a communication system in a dispatch, maybe to get that over the radio out there. I don't know what the solution might be. But it's not lack of access. It's just lack of communication between your dispatch here and our dispatch. That's what we're like to communicate. The ambulance is here. And they respond the second we get the call out in our dispatch system. I think that's the major issue here. As far as emphasis going out to practice, David Black mentioned that's one of some things that I heard. I can tell you our system also operates on a fire basis. So when a call comes in, where there is, and you have to understand, you guys are a very unique area. You don't have a big medical community yet, as some of the other cities do. Pretty much only have one nursing home. But when they call for an ambulance that needs to go to a doctor's office or what have you, that's probably because the patient really, really needs to go. And if the patient does need a doctor's office, that can quickly become an emergency. And those folks at the nursing home, those are our faculty. And if it doesn't get taken care of as a transfer, if you're taken care of as an emergency, are we going to wait for those people to die? Now, well, that's a strong statement. However, we don't just leave it like that. If we do send ambulance to the nursing home, pick up a transfer patient, take them to Corpus, we bring in that other truck. That truck is going to post it. Another ambulance. So you still do have your trucks at the end. That's why you see them at the county line. Sometimes you do actually bring them to the station. The service is here. Again, I think that help in the future will make that radio system more an improvement on the communications between our two dispatches. That would definitely be great. But I can tell you, again, to recap, I think it's a communication issue. It's not for lack of service. And I have to back. Not hearsay. Not what somebody's going to come up here and just tell you in the mic. It'll be back. So I can look into it. We go back and book every call. We have a huge computer dispatch system in Edmonton. Huge. Probably about half the size of the city. We have dispatchers, trained dispatchers, our medical fire. These are the folks that we call 911. We get the call transferred over to us, and they start the process immediately. So in other words, if somebody's not breathing, yes, we're sending the ambulance out there, but in the meantime, we're going to tell you how to position that patient. We're going to tell you to open up an airway, see if that patient's breathing. We're going to tell you to go ahead and breathe for that patient, do such a call. So they're going to give instructions for the layperson over the phone to maybe help get the process started. If that patient's breathing, they're going to explain over the phone, hey, we've got an ambulance going. But they're going to explain over the phone, hey, go ahead and put a rag or some type of bandage over the wound and press down by the rest of the patient. I don't think it's somebody or whatever. These are going to be pure contract to open?
I mean, with this, I have to ask you a question. Be more than happy to address any of the concerns. We've really been happy here in the town. We haven't had any major issues since the legislative of that act. Also, the amount of complaints that we have compared to the total amount of calls is very minimal. They're going to have to do this type of thing. We have, for the county up to date, up to December 19th, from the day that we started up to December 19th, we've got 5,947 calls up here in Portage County and the state. And the complaints that we have, official complaints in writing,
you look at the graph. How does it look?
If you look at everything overall, like I said, you can do it. It's not a great place. You can see a land plan. Here are the getting addressed, and, in addition, I think it's a limitation here. I mean, the park, the other city and county department, technology. I think radio communication is but the service, the breach, obviously, it was not the fact that we're providing, like I said, the 5-6 bucks at a time. That's 3 times more than the contract. It's 4. We don't go by that. We go by the need. We're not going to say, okay, well, we're on the call, so you're not going to get that for them. That's okay. So we're on 4 calls, you're going to have to wait. We're talking, so continue this now. That's something that other providers are going to have to help.
We have to go up, serve them from them. Contractors says, good, we can wait. Go up, get up, something we can't do. We wait, we wait. What's the wait? Oh, you two actors tonight. Okay? Somebody's having a heart attack. Right now. You're finding out that you're out. Contact me. We're set right here. Certainly. Your constituents, the people that you serve, you're going to let that person not have an answer. Answer that from all of you. Answer that from you.
So the ambulance you have,
the accusations that come in.
Don't make me ask you to do it. Everything's good. You're a rookie. You got this going on right now. You're a rookie for new positions in America. Very good. You hear good things about it? You're passing the time. Oh, yes, every time you see my brother, what do you got? Bush is in here. That's what you get certified. We're in the same building. The Batmans, you're going to have this up here. We're going to have this back. We're going to have this back. How do we get rid of this? So we have it. So we're going to have this back.
Whether it's night, keep a calm with yourself until you're ready to come forward.
Well, and that's the thing, look, look.
Line, he's going to go in to pick up
that patient or let him make it empty. So that ambulance is there for either for group or for a gym bus. Okay. Now, my question to you, if we provide, if we have a contract with UL, and we pay you off $250,000, your application is good for the first, right?
No doubt.
Okay. So that means that our actual service that we have a contract with you guys is going to take off to another call that you guys should be providing for those people who are actually service, for Buneville, for Fraser County, or Hume Hall.
No, so we have that.
So how many active service do you have in Buneville? After the service, you have unions. Okay, and then that means you're going to need an additional, another one for First County, so that'll make it 8 for Buneville.
If the system gets that bid, however, Brooks County, City of California, we're a higher qualified than Nevada, than Fremont, than Keppelville. You guys are by far the highest qualified. So basically, to answer your question, 9 times out of 10, those trucks that are at the county line, they're from the county. They're from the other county providing services here. Providing services here. You very seldom see one of your trucks providing services compared to your call line. Very seldom see your trucks providing services to these other towns.
I'm sure that's because they have hospitals there, and we don't have hospitals here.
It's not for a county.
For 600, do I have? May I ask how much you want? Do you want for your?
So, if this guy is actually a fortune well as a hospital, type of county, and then you've got Fort Tracy, and then you have that, our priority is to take care of our business. That's what you want to take care of first.
Absolutely, and sir, I think that the fact that we have here and the time that we spend in this county with more than 2 trucks, or with up to, like I said, with 6 trucks, we have to provide it. And so that basically, yes, absolutely, we're giving the services to provide it now, and then twice, again, up to 3 times the services.
We have to do that. We have to do that.
Commissioners, how many ambulances do you think Brooks County needs to be stationed? What would be the ideal number of ambulance trucks to be here to satisfy our needs for 6,000 people or 7,000 and for all the traffic without any medical service? What would you be happy with? How many?
The problem that they know that is that I'm is that you guys are providing 2 ambulances straight here, and then so we need more ambulances. So you say, I need ambulances from whatever station where they're at to assist us. Am I correct? Okay, but it's not just that. For us, for people from Brooks County to be happy, and for us to be happy as well, you need to provide more ambulances for us, for this small community that we don't have to hospital start with. You know, so I know that we're just talking about this. If our two guys, our provider, would change ambulance to this little small county.
How much does that cost us?
You might be laughing about it, but
how much?
state councilor or Howard Beecher from Bruce County. Now, you said earlier that you guys provide on 9 ambulance into Bruce County. Now, I'm having a tough time to understand that because my understanding, it takes you all up to 40 minutes to respond to a call that was a few weeks ago on West 285. You are providing 9 ambulances for this small community of 7,000 population.
Thank you.
what was here, I'm going to say that.
Okay, hold it. Thank you, guys. Bobby, go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
Do not have emergency services like at a hospital or a 24-hour care.
Mm-hmm.
select roughly over 3 ambulances. Who else should, that has an ambulance service? How many, where are you from? McAllen? And you're, what company? McAllen, how many do you have? 25 ambulances? How many towns do you service? One? This is McAllen. How many hospitals over there? So if you don't get an ambulance, you can always drive yourself to a hospital. Well, I know, but chances are, if you know, if you get sick on the road, if I'm going to Kingsville and I get sick, I'm not going to call an ambulance. You know, I'm going to drive over there unless I have a heart attack or whatever, which probably not. But, or you don't know, right? Who knows? But my thing is, there's hospitals. There's a lot of emergency care, 24-hour care places that you can go to there in the valley. Who else has the audience has an ambulance service? In your firm? Willis County. And you're with whom? How many ambulances do you have? 6. You don't want to service Willis? And where? The medical director, which is that service on the right? Well, let's see, one in Kennedy County. And the closest hospital? How many complaints did you get? The one from Kennedy. The one that's stationed in Kennedy that has to go to Kingsville. How many complaints? It's a question I have to ask because, you know, it's a big distance. All of the people that are in the audience, do you get complaints? We said no, but you know, you all get complaints? Absolutely. What kind of complaints do you get? If you don't mind sharing that with everyone here. Right? And that's what Corpus is right there. I mean, you know. Okay. Any other questions? Any other discussions? Oh, so go ahead, sir. What's up, boy?
What are the differences that you have with the services and not the different services? I know that in the contract, there is a provision that the designation that you have to be on the
and they do have to be all part of it.
suggestions, comments?
So this concludes
the agenda, the line item four. Correct. Line item five, discuss submission of requests and proposals for emergency ambulance services. And this question is whether the commissioner's court is a discussion to see if you want to go out for proposals for new ambulance service or which they're, of course, they can also bid, or what is it that y'all want? Went for bids. What about you, Commissioner?
This is for the RFP, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think we should go off the bids, but we need to recruit what Bobby wants on here.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've had this discussion before on the situation that happened. It's up to the court. So bids or no bids?
That's a bid.
Okay, I know.
Thank you, Judge.
All right.
Now, going through the RFP, how much time have you been given to submit the RFP, or we're going to get a committee to oversee the RFP?
It'll come back to the commission's court. I think by now y'all should know what y'all are doing.
Well, I'm asking you if your intentions are to afford
to form a committee,
yes,
to say yes or no to which ambulance service we should get.
Yes.
You want a committee for that?
Yes. An advisory committee. Yes.
With people that have medical experience. Okay. Emergency management. That concludes line item five. Line item six. Consider and approve Brooks County Fairgrounds annual Vaqueros for Riders for February 7th, 2018. And this is, yes? To what? It terminates at the end of the month.
Right.
However, if they want, they can continue
right.
their service.
But we have to give the station some of the...
Well, if they want.
Yeah,
they want. The contract says if they want.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If they choose to continue...
Right.
Okay, 9 out of 6, this is the annual Vaqueros for Riders that they use in fairgrounds. Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Baxter, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. 9 out of 7, motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Second. Second by Baxter, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. It is,